we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. A-Team is producing this show. We got about 50 minutes left together. Horowitz and Graceffo, two of the best in the business. Graceffo was telling me about his Valentine's Day night last night. Took a date out for steak and lobster. They ate on the shores of the Hudson River. They took her on a carriage ride through Central Park. Spent over $1,200. Got a kiss on the cheek. And she said, by the way, we're never seeing each other again.
Then I went out by myself.
I am coming to New York to take you guys out. I'm serious. We're going to do that. I think that's like a Seth Rogen movie. It's already happened. I don't know if... What's the one... What's the Christmas one with Seth Hogan? Or Seth Rogen, I mean?
The night before? The night
yeah.
something?
Oh, God. I love you guys. If you're just joining us, we've been having some great conversation about will this Astro story get bigger or fade? I believe it's going to get insane for every road series. Just crazy. And especially in big markets. I mean, it is going to be nuts. So if you're the Astros, if you're Major League Baseball, if you're both working together, what do you do? What do you do to not cover this story up any more than they have? What do you do to bring down the temperature? I want your feedback at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. You can also tweet me at SaturdayHuge on Twitter. You tell me what needs to be done. I gave the idea of the banner, the trophy, the rings all return, Major League Baseball. You basically, as an organization, say, to heck with 2017. This is us saying we're sorry, and you move on. And I think it would be such a huge gesture that you would slow the train down. I really do. And I said that at the start, and I'm sticking with it. So I want your feedback at 1-855-212-4CBS. I'll also deliver a huge opinion on Brady. Reportedly, what? Raiders, 2 years, $60 million bucks. This quarterback carousel between the draft and Brady, where he'll end up. What a great offseason with the NFL. Let's get back out to the audience. Let's go to Carl in Pittsburgh. Listening on 93.7 FM, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Huge. What I see is the Astros batters had the advantage of knowing what pitch was coming. They knew if it was going to be a 95-mile-an-hour fastball or an 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball. So the way to even this up and it is to have the Astros catcher announce to the batter and the umpire what the pitch was going to be. And then let that batter have the advantage of knowing what pitch was coming.
You know, and Carl, and thanks for the call in Pittsburgh, and I see what you're trying to do on payback, and that's not going to happen, okay? Baseball, Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, gave immunity to the players. We know who has taken the fall. I'm thinking something realistic that could be done, which would slow down this story. Something realistic that could happen, and there's no debating it. Because look at the the night we've had, okay, and I know we're on AM 610 in Houston. We're on in a lot of big baseball markets. There are people who are angry that the Astros players have walked scot-free in this. There are people who just, you know, Hinch and the GM, no. There's no punishment for the players. You know, I'm looking at their schedule with the Astros when the regular season starts at the end of March at home against the Angels. First road trip will be in California at Oakland. Not really rowdy crowds there. At the Angels, who knows where they'll be. They go to the Rangers, so you might get some piling on there in the Arlington Metroplex area at the Rays. You know, they luck out, at least what I'm seeing early with the schedule, that they're not in any rowdy houses. Maybe the Angels fans, because it's Southern California. Trying to think when they get their first road trip, you know, at Arizona. I don't think that's a rabid place that would scare you. At Seattle, at the Royals. Man, we're to the first week of May. You know, you're looking at, I'm trying to, Astros at the Blue Jays at, you know, mid-May. Astros at the Red Sox. That could be interesting. On May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Yeah, there's not the way the schedule's set up, at least early in the season. There's not that rabid fan base that could be going bonkers on the Astros. That could be a big plus for that team. It really could. Eli in Idaho, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. Thanks for taking the call.
What's happening?
Hey, man. Hey, I'd like to back up for just a second. One of my problems is that, so MLB has decided they're not going to put the players on blast. They're going to give them immunity. But if you go back a bit and you go back to, say, even someone like Pete Rose or Shoeless Joe Jackson, these are players and individual people that MLB blasted, and they've been blacklisted for years. To think that no one else was involved in any of those schemes, whether it was Pete Rose or was Shoeless Joe, is absolutely ludicrous. MLB had a chance to absolutely lock this thing down by punishing individual people. They individually punished a couple of execs and a manager. That means absolutely nothing. People are not going to take that as sincere, and it puts a huge, huge black mark on MLB in general. They should have done a lot more to individually address this, especially with the insincerity of everything I've heard so far come out of the Astros.
Eli, that's why we've been talking about it. I appreciate the call and you listening out in Idaho, that there's little sincerity. There's stories to cover up a story. And yet Hinch and Lunau and Cora and Beltran are out of jobs. And we keep hearing about the rules of baseball, the unwritten rules. All those guys. This has something about the Astros players. All of them. All of them allowed their manager, GM, Beltran, and Cora to take the fall. Have you heard anybody, Altuve, Bregman, Correa, have you heard Verlander, have you heard anybody stand up for Hinch, their manager? Have you? That's the big point with me. I think that shows you something about their character at the end of the day. I really do. Let's go to Corey in Detroit, listening on 97.1 The Ticket. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I heard you say a while ago that you didn't understand why they don't just give it to the Dodgers as a runner-up, and I just wanted to offer a viewpoint on that. My understanding is that you can't do that because they didn't just cheat against the Dodgers. They cheat against everybody along the way. So you can't say that the Dodgers would have necessarily beaten, you know, the division series team that got beat by the Astros. You know, they cheated against a couple other teams along the way that maybe could have beaten the Dodgers.
Corey, what do you think would be just punishment, the right thing to do for the Astros if they wanted to end the cycle of this in the news, and I think it's going to be there for a long time? What do you think is the right thing the Astros could do as an organization?
I kind of agree that they should not have the title. Whether they give that up voluntarily or the league takes it away from them, I don't think they should have it. But I don't think you can say who should have it. It's just that the Astros should not have it. And, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that the Astros are not the only team doing this. But I guess that's the only thing you can really do at this point is just take it away from them and hope that that deters other teams from cheating going forward.
Yeah, and they would, as an organization, they would volunteer to do it. Corey, thanks for listening on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Let's go to Saeed in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. Thanks for having me. Being from Houston, I would say one comment about the fan feeling here was obviously the cheating was wrong, and I think most people distanced themselves from it. But at the same time, you have to remember there's a lot of local emotion here because this was 2017, and people outside of Houston might not remember. It was about a month after the Hurricane Harvey. It devastated about half the city. So even non-baseball fans, you know, the World Series happening right after, there's still, I think, a lot of emotion. So people do reject the cheating, but most of the fans, I think, you know, obviously want the story to go away. But the comment you've made, I think what's disappointing to a lot of local fans is that this is actually a really great Astros team anyway, even without the cheating. I mean, since 2015, they've knocked the Yankees out three times from the playoffs. And I think a lot of the fans feel like, you know, what was the need? You know, they were winning road games. They were, you know, they had good pitching. They had good hitting. So I think some fans do, you know, admit, you know, you talked about it, the water cooler, that did they really need to cheat? But one comment you have I wanted to talk about, that will the story go away? I don't think it will. I think it's going to expand. You know, Sports Illustrated had an article that there's up to 8 or 9 teams that possibly were doing something like this. And I think that the Astros are going to be a villain on the road. I think actually it's going to help baseball's ratings in some cases because, you know, people are going to enjoy the villain. And I think what will be interesting is if the Astros, again, have a good season, they're winning close to 100 games or they're at a good pace, it's going to make them even more hated because right after this scandal, it's going to be hot, and Astros still have a lot of their core players. You know, they lost Garrett Cole, but they have a lot of good players. And I think if they're doing good, they're going to be even more hated. But the one last comment I wanted to share, and I don't think this is the angle for your show, I think in a weird way, I don't think the title will be vacated. I think that's probably a door that Major League Baseball doesn't want to open because as ugly and horrible as this is, I just don't think that the office wants to do that. In a weird way, I think this scandal is so bad at the moment, it might open up Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and a lot of those guys to get into the Hall of Fame. And my frame of thinking on that is people are going to say, hold on. Now for 25 years, you have all sorts of scandals. You had steroids, you had PEDs, and now this one blew the lid off. This is pretty unprecedented. So I think it's going to bring back some of the old guys. They're going to say, okay, is baseball going to take the last 30 years and say there's been so many scandals, performance enhancements, steroids, you know, other types of abuse, now this. Either they're going to have to just say, okay, nobody's going to get in from this era, and plus now the 8 or 9 teams cheating with the videotaping, or I think it's going to make some of these Hall of Fame voters say, hold on, we really got to start to let some of those guys in now because what they did doesn't look as bad compared to what the Astros recently did. So I think there's going to be a lot of unintended consequences, and we're going to talk about this story for a long time. And then just very last comment, I disagree with one thing you said earlier, that this might be the first time a team did something at an organized level. I think if you look at the Patriots, who obviously are a winning team, the fact that so many things come up over and over again, whether it's Deflategate or videotaping, or I think there's a culture issue there too. The issue is the Patriots have fans all around the country. Astros fans typically are from Houston or the Gulf Coast. But I think if you look, the Patriots almost every 2 years are in the news for some new scandal. So I think that's also a team-wide thing. It's not just a couple of fringe people in the Patriots organization. I think the Patriots organization is pretty rotten in that sense. And that's not to excuse the Astros. So thank you. I know I probably overspoke.
No, you know, Saeed, thank you for the call in Houston on AM 610. I appreciate your honesty. In regards to the Patriots, though, you have Brady and deflated footballs. You have Spygate, and you have filming the Bengals. You don't have it team-wide. You don't. And Belichick hasn't been fired. The GM hasn't been fired for cheating. And the players were never given immunity to talk to Roger Goodell to rat out Belichick or anybody in the front office. So I get in Houston, Saeed, that you want to say, wait a minute, what about the Patriots? There's nothing. And you said it yourself, Saeed. And you're in Houston. There's nothing that compares to what the Astros have done. And we don't know. Kurt Suzuki says they cheated with the whistles in 2019 in the World Series. What else? Are they legit? Bregman, Altuve? We don't know. I guess we'll find out this year. We really will find out this year. And I believe some players from all those teams, beyond Mike Fiers, I think you're going to get more players who come clean to cleanse their conscience. I really, no matter what the ramifications would be. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A-Team, Graceffo, and Horowitz producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have an update coming up here in less than 5 minutes. Huge question of the night, and we've had some honest, open conversation. What can the Astros do? Because I don't think it's on Major League Baseball. They cut a deal. What can the Astros do to end the daily discussion about the Houston Astros and cheating? Do you think it will just go away? I don't. I think it's going to get bigger. Join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Mark in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Mark? Marky? All right, let's go to Chris in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How's it going tonight, Huge?
Doing well, my friend. What's going on with you?
Just actually glad to be off work early enough to catch a show.
Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I don't think there is anything that the Astros can do that will actually make this go away. Like, there's nothing they can do. But if they did, like you said, hand back the banner, the rings, the only thing with the trophy is with, especially with Harvey, I feel like the fans, they should even keep it, but just for the fans. But the players should be punished. They should make an example out of Houston for this. They made everyone question the integrity of the game. So I actually believe they should leave it to the players' union and be judged by their peers on what punishment should go down. Personally, I believe that they need the next year's all their draft picks taken away in the first three out of the next round after that. And a player ban, not just a team ban, but every single player involved in that should be banned from the postseason for at least a year. And if those who are on other teams, because you don't really want to make those other teams suffer as well, but if they can make it past the divisional round in the playoffs, then they could get those players back. But the whole point is making an example. As a major baseball fan growing up, going to the stadium here in Arlington, I love baseball. Always have, because it's one of the most pure sports. There has been cheating, but this isn't an individual corking a bat or taking steroids. This is an entire organization. And, I mean, if you cheat on a college test, you could get thrown out of college. They're not getting thrown out of the league, but they definitely need to pay a price, and those players don't deserve immunity.
Thank you, Chris. Well said. Appreciate your huge opinion in Dallas. James in New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm an old baseball fan. I'm 62. I remember seeing Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford. I go way back. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in baseball. I agree with you that Houston should give up their rings, their batters. They should be just blacklisted. I mean, they're just, it's garbage. And their mealy-mouthed apologies just don't cut it. I wish they would go to a bar in the Bronx where I live and say that crap.
Thank you. And James, I appreciate you listening in the Bronx and New York. Thank you so much for your huge opinion. Jim in San Jose, California, from coast to coast we go. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi there, Mr. Simonson. I appreciate your show. I like it very much.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you something about what you said a little bit earlier. Again, mean no disrespect, but I think the A's fans are going to cream the Astros when they come into this area for the early in the season.
If the A's are drawing big crowds, but you're saying people will buy tickets just knowing the Astros are going to be there, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the A's fans are ticked off, and there you go. But I also agree with what the Dallas fans said earlier about the Astros got to come clean, and if they don't, you got to go after the players, too.
Thank you for your call in San Jose, California, listening on KNBR out of San Francisco. Callers online, I promise we'll have one final segment together. I'll get to your huge opinions. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, I'll read some tweets. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
We do have Horowitz and Graceffo back in New York City at CBS Sports Radio. One final segment together. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Yogi in Houston, listening on AM 610. Thanks for your patience, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello, Bill. I'm a lifelong Astros fan, and when this news first broke, at first I was just couldn't believe it, and then I turned to disgust, and the more I've heard about it, the more disgusted I get. But then I've heard other stories, like about the Red Sox and their Apple Watch scandal back in 2017, the same year that the Astros get crucified for. And I don't understand why the Red Sox Apple Watch scandal is just getting swept under the carpet. And like a while ago, you said nothing compares to the Astros. Why is the Red Sox getting a free ride and the Astros are getting crucified? Why is that?
Thank you, Yogi. I appreciate you listening on AM 610 in Houston. We don't know the details. I know the Apple Watch thing. And I will agree with you that the Apple Watch story, I did not know about it until Cora was fired. And I do sports for a living. It was swept under the rug. Nobody knew about it. And I think when you look at the trash can and the obvious banging and 1,100 times on 8,200 pitches that super fan chartered for 54 games in 2017, with what we know through Rob Manfred, through emails to Luhnow, what we know is why there's a huge discussion. And you're Rob Manfred, and now you're thinking, okay, am I going to go soft shoe on the Red Sox? Well, you just sat with the Major League Baseball Players Association, and he's already said the Red Sox players won't be punished. He's already said that. But will we get the same details to the depth of the cheating? I think that will dictate the conversation in regards to the Red Sox and how much they cheated. Once we know. But he has said, if I'm not wrong, it was last week, that he will not punish the Red Sox players. Because he didn't punish the Astros players. Major League Baseball Players Association, they're a union. They're protecting their guys. Let's go to Sam in California. Here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Sam. I think we lost Sam. Knox in Canton, Ohio. Listening on 92.3 FM out of Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
No, I'm of Canton, Ohio.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm fantastic. You know what? This is how I feel. I am PO'd about the baseball league. From now on, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan. I'm not watching the Cleveland, the Dodgers, the Angels, nobody. All this stuff is like, it's all fixed. And it's not going to get no better. People are going to start detouring themselves from baseball games, basketball games, and football games. Because what Boston did was, it's unethical. They said, years ago, this had never gone down. I am so frustrated about baseball. I'm not going to watch a baseball game the rest of the year.
Okay, Knox, just chill out. Thank you for listening in Canton, Ohio. Maybe go check out the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Okay? I don't think they have a cheating wing. Let's go to Jay in Salem, Massachusetts. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to make a comment about, you know, is this going away? The way they're handling it, absolutely not. It's the same response. You throw a big rock in the middle of a pond, the waves keep going out and out. I think I agree with you as to the players giving back their rings, making a proactive, very obvious, effort to, at least get down to some honesty. I've also been a Red Sox fan my whole life. I don't agree with what's going on with the Red Sox either. However things turn out, and they're guilty as hell, on the same page, same thing should happen. I don't believe in giving the players immunity. It's just, and I agree with the callers before.
And Jay, thank you for listening in Salem, Massachusetts. Appreciate your call. Here's a dilemma for Rob Manfred. All right, you got the Red Sox and waiting on the punishment. Players won't be punished, just like Houston. You have the Astros. You have two of your top five franchises in baseball. Do you just gut them over electronic surveillance, stealing signs? Do you just gut two of your top five teams in a sport right now that's still trying to find a resurgence in ratings, figure out if they're going to go to electronic strike zone or runners on second base or robot umpires, changing up, how many minimum batters you have. Rob Manfred wants to speed up the game. That's his dilemma here. If these were two teams that did not draw, two teams in Major League Baseball that weren't part of the upper echelon, I think they would have been hammered. That's my take on this. I think they would have been hammered. But also I wonder, as players, and you get immunity, and no matter how many Red Sox players were involved, we don't know yet. But to let your manager, to let GMs, to let other people take the fall, Beltran, who was a teammate of some of those Astros players, from a man perspective, I find that to be a shining example of your character, of who you are. When you let others take the fall and you get immunity like a rat in a prison ratting out somebody else. Yeah. the team, the team, the team, right? Until it hits the fan, correct? Let's go to Paul in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, buddy. So your original question was, what can the Astros do to rewrite the ship and get people to stop talking about them, correct?
Yes. What can they do to bring down the temperature in the story?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, my opinion is there's a lot of cameras in Major League Baseball right now, and if you dig beneath the surface a little bit more outside of what's been talked about in Houston, is there's the same story that's been going on in Boston. We're going on 2020, right? So you got to think that cameras are being used, technology is being used elsewhere. My question is Major League Baseball not going to dig into all 30 teams, or maybe there's more than 30 at this point. Heck, I can't even keep track. But, I mean, there's a little bit of smoke that's not showing, and I'm thinking that there could be a fire. And that just kind of – what do you think about that?
You know, I believe there is cheating in all sports, and thank you, Paul in Houston, listening on AM 610. I do appreciate all the Houston fans. I know it's not easy. You know, you're not at fault. You, the loyal Houston fan, you're not at fault. You don't get cast with the players that cheated or a team that sold out their manager, GM, former, bench coach Alex Cora, and former teammate and Carlos Beltran. You're not lumped in there. Astros fans are awesome. But we don't know yet. And when there's someone else, I'll be the first to line up. If it comes out that Boston was doing this beyond the Apple Watch, which even then, when baseball, just a slap on the wrist. It's amazing to watch these big sports entities in America who are worth billions and how dumb they can be at times. I'm thinking that in today's world, with Twitter, Facebook, 9,000 cable and satellite channels, that they can just bury a story. That can't happen anymore. Transparency wins. Let's go to Dan in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on 105.3. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, how are you? Well, there's an issue about what is honest and what is lying, and I'm a traditionalist, and there's another issue about sometimes in history an example has to be set. Now, the parallel is that the 1919 White Sox intentionally played unfairly to lose. 2017 Astros intentionally played unfairly to win. The White Sox first team essentially got banished for life. I think whoever in Major League Baseball decided to give the players immunity should be fired or resigned, and immunity should be revoked, and the players should be banished for at least 2 years. What's your opinion on this?
You know, it's too late to do that now, and I do appreciate your opinion in Fort Worth that the deal's cut. So no matter what we want baseball to do, it's not going to happen. And that's why I kind of turned my thoughts to the Astros and said, okay, what could they do as a franchise? Not that dog and pony show with Bregman and Altuve and Jim Crane, the owner. What's something real they can do that would bring down that temperature I've talked about throughout this broadcast? And what I said was, give back the banner, give back the trophy, take all the rings. That's it. You live with that. The players who cheated, Hinch is fired, the GM's fired, Beltran can't manage the Mets, Cora's gone. And what those players live with is that you gave back the banner and the trophy and your rings. You gave them back. Crane goes to New York, holds a press conference. Players all get on a charter. They stand there, and he says, on behalf of the Astros, we are sorry. And I think if you did that, it ends. As some say, and as the caller from San Jose listening on KMBR mentioned, that join from fans to the players happens more in baseball than any other sport. And the Astros, no matter where they go, are going to get just hammered. But if they did something as a team that showed somewhere the players were paying the price for their cheating in 2017, we're not even talking about 2018, or Kurt Suzuki of the Washington Nationals, who said the whistling was there as cheating in the World Series this past fall. No, we're just talking about 2017. Give the banner back. Give the trophy back. Give the rings back. I think the story ends. I really do. People will say, wow, that was impressive what the Astros did. And you move on. You know, Dusty Baker saying, Major League Baseball, don't let the other players talk about us. Oh, we're worried about getting Bean. Jim Crane, the owner, oh, they're good guys. What they did didn't change one game. Come on. No, no need to protect the Astros. Those players showed their character by letting the manager, GM, Cora, and a former teammate in Beltran take the fall. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, Horowitz. 24/7. Drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter.